Hello, Gary B. with your local and regional update, brought to you by Liberty Bank in Batesville. Two area men died Saturday in separate one-vehicle accidents. State police say 22-year-old Cody Burcham of 345 Miss Helen Lane in Newark was driving his pickup truck north on State Highway 25 when he lost control and skidded into a bridge with the driver's side door hitting the railing. Trooper John Qualls said it was raining at the time of the accident, which occurred around 1:30 Saturday afternoon. There were no passengers in the vehicle. Burcham's parents are Robert and Joy Beth Burcham. He attended school at Cord Charlotte and graduated from Cedar Ridge High School in 2008. He was employed by Bad Boy Mowers and the Newark Power Plant. Funeral services will be Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Qualls Batesville Funeral Home Chapel in Batesville. Visitation is Tuesday night between 6 and 8 o'clock at Qualls. In Cleburne County, 32-year-old Michael J. DeFore of Drasco was driving his Cadillac north on State Highway 5, about 4 miles north of Wolf Bile when the accident occurred. State police say DeFore was negotiating a curve to the left when his vehicle ran off the roadway, hit an embankment, and then struck a fence. DeFore was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say it was misting at the time of the accident, with the roadway being wet. There were no other passengers in the vehicle. A weekend accident near Texarkana killed a 34-year-old woman and her 11-year-old niece. Three children were also critically injured in Saturday's single-vehicle accident. Investigators say April Searcy's car left the road when airborne and struck an embankment near Four Mile Creek. Dateline McCrory, where Woodruff County authorities are searching for a 50-year-old inmate who walked away from a non-secured treatment center in McCrory. Philip William Rasmussen of Mountain Home left the McCrory clinic on Friday. Police say he isn't considered armed, but has shown violent tendencies toward others. Arkansas House Speaker Robert Moore says the Joint Budget Committee could meet four times today and tomorrow as the panel tries to finish the last of its funding bills. The House and Senate have to iron out conflicting lottery, scholarship, and per-pupil funding bills. They also have to agree on congressional redistricting along with other issues. Dateline Fayetteville, where University of Arkansas officials are scrambling to find enough on-campus housing for students who want to live on the Fayetteville campus. Last fall, the number of degree-seeking freshmen surged more than 30%. Administrators say the increase is due in part to Arkansas lottery scholarships the state handed out for the first time this academic year. An accident this morning shortly after 6 a.m. near Hardy's Restaurant on St. Louis Street in Batesville caused an SUV to flip. Deputies say a woman was traveling south on St. Louis Street, Highway 167, when a vehicle came out of the Hardee's parking area and clipped the rear of her SUV, apparently causing her to veer right, hitting the curbing and flipping. No injuries reported. The other driver apparently left the scene. The administrative assistant to the Stone County judge said this morning the burn ban has been lifted by Judge Ivey. Willie Ivey said the general rainfall in Stone County on Saturday removed the county from the outside fire danger category. A Newark man has been charged with four felonies after an early morning rampage in Independence County. Court records say 43-year-old George Anthony Brown came to a former girlfriend's residence in the early morning hours of March 24th and beat on the side of the mobile home, threatening her and her daughter. She told police that as Brown was leaving, he pulled a gun and fired several rounds in the direction of her residence, apparently not hitting anything. The former girlfriend and mother of two children by Brown told authorities he then came back later that night and again beat on the side of the mobile home, threatening the occupants. That time she called 911, but Brown left just before police arrived. Then the same night, court documents say Brown went to a Davis Lane residence occupied by a man and his girlfriend. They told police Brown pulled a knife, stuck it in the man's side, then grabbed the woman and made her tell him she loved him. Just before he left, the couple said Brown threatened to kill both if they called the police. They did. The court records say the man suffered a small puncture wound on his side and bite marks on his face. Apparently, after that, Brown went to a residence on Dry Run Circle, pulled his knife on the man residing there, and was threatening to kill him when police arrived and took Brown into custody. Police found the victim bleeding from a cut on his neck. Felony charges lodged against Brown include second-degree battery, first-degree false imprisonment, aggravated assault on a family member, and terroristic threatening. Judge Chaney Taylor set Brown's bond at $500,000. This local and regional update is presented by Liberty Bank of Batesville. I'm Gary B.